The common Torah introduction for a new mitzvah is Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe l'amor. So it is a little bit interesting that at the beginning of this week's parasha it says Vayakel Moshe, that Moshe gathers all the people together. He doesn't gather them for everything. Why does he gather them for this point? And what is the point that he's teaching them? So Vayakel Moshe, Moshe is teaching them all about what? The mitzvah of Shabbos. Why is Shabbos so important to bring everyone together? So perhaps you could suggest two different explanations. One of them is that the very first mitzvah the Jewish people get in Mara is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shabbos is central to the Jewish people, and therefore, from the very onset, it's a mitzvah that requires all the people there, and it makes a difference in the Jewish people. Vayakel Moshe. That's one possibility. But perhaps there's another answer, and that is understanding a little bit deeper what Shabbos does. What does Shabbos do for all of us? What Shabbos does for all of us is Vayakel. It actually creates a community for all of us. If you really think about it, so often during the week, we only affiliate with those people that are most clearly identifiable in our circles. So it's to say that if I'm a doctor, I'm going to hang out with medical people. If I'm a lawyer, I'm going to hang out with law people. That's just the nature of the world we live in. It's a busy world. We live long. We live and work long and hard days. And so therefore, we spend a lot of our time at work. And that's what we identify with. Vayakel Moshe, what happens? On Shabbos, we have the ability to actually go above and beyond that. We're no longer limited by the circle that we hold during the week, but we become part of a circle that's much greater. And the truth is that that circle is so big that it actually includes all of those people that are Shomer Shabbos. All people that keep Shabbos end up becoming part of this greater community. And so that perhaps is another answer of why it's Vayakel. It creates a sense of community. I saw a beautiful answer in Sefer Otzos HaTorah that perhaps also sheds light on it also. He asks the question, why does the Torah start off with Sheshet Yamim Tasam Alacha, that for 6 days you'll work? Like, who cares? Just tell us what you can or can't do. So he says that sometimes during the 6 days of working, we make the mistake of believing that it's all us. We believe that we're the source of our success. We believe that everything we have comes because of our cunning and our sheer brilliance. What happens? Shabbos is a reminder, no. Sheshet yamim tavo. For 6 days, it's true, you're going to work. But on the seventh day, we all rest. Why? Because if you really believe that your parnasa comes from you, you wouldn't be able to stop working on Shabbos. It'd be impossible. Because you would say, how does it make sense? If I work for 6 days and I make X, then if I work for 7 days, I should make X plus. And yet it's not true. It doesn't work that way. We don't have to work on Shabbos, and yet somehow it really does work. Vayakel Moshe, perhaps the idea is that we're creating a kahal of ma'aminim. We're creating a community of believers. Believing in what? We believe no longer in ourselves, but we believe in God. We understand that God is Mekor HaBracha. He's the source of all our blessing. Shabbos therefore becomes a time where we can all gather together and recognize that all the blessings in our lives really come from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day.